You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
$300 million was allocated in the new budget under education spending towards replacing the school decile system with a new equity index. The decile system currently governs how much government funding is given to each school based on a socioeconomic evaluation of the area in which the school resides. I spoke to the president of the New Zealand Principals Association, Cherry Taylor Patel, about the issues with the decile system, how it will be replaced, and the effect of the education budget overall. I began by asking her why the decile system needs to be replaced.
I think there's been several issues over the years with the decile system. It is a system based on quite crude measurements of socioeconomic indicators for the area that a school is in. The indicators are not necessarily accurate, and they certainly don't reflect the quality of education that happens in any school in any given area. However, there's a perception that if you're in a lower decile school, which is in a lower decile area, a socioeconomic area, that the quality of education will be less. So there's quite a lot of stigma around being in a decile 2 school or a decile 3 school as opposed to a decile 9 or a decile 10 school, despite the fact that we know great education happens in schools across all decile ranges. So that was one of the problems.
How is it possible to improve these measurements of socioeconomic areas or the influence that could go into the quality of education? How could this be done better?
So what happened is a group of people have been working on this for quite a few years now, and they've looked at all possible indicators that you could use to try and create a fair way to allocate funding to schools using a much wider range of indicators. For instance, you might use statistics from health, from the Youth Justice, from MSD, from the school themselves, as well as the census. So they've tried to broaden the range of indicators they use to come up with a formula that then they apply a funding to. So then that decides how much operations grant funding each school will get.
How has the decile system been functioning in regards to providing funding for schools that would otherwise have few resources, maybe in lower socioeconomic areas? Do you think that the new system will be an improvement in providing funding for these schools?
So always the system has been weighted so that schools that are in lower decile areas do get more funding per student into the school. And that's to try and offset the fact that that school is not going to be able to get alternative sources of funding with and through their communities. So this new system, there will still be an element of that because those same communities will need to have higher rates of funding per student. But there are pockets of students in all areas and in all communities that require additional support and additional funding to offset the socioeconomic situation that they live in or that they come from. So it's hard to know without actually seeing exactly how this new equity index will land, exactly where the shift is going to be. But I would expect that some of the funding is going to be spread more evenly across all schools because there are pockets of students in every school that do need additional support in this way. I would say the majority of funding, though, will still be going to students in schools where there are high levels of socioeconomic need.
So you mentioned that we don't quite know yet how these changes will work out. What changes do you believe are necessary in order to provide this equitable funding for the diverse range of schools in different areas across the country?
So part of the announcement yesterday was that they have actually put extra money into the operations funding across the sector. Whether it's going to be enough to make a difference, again, we don't know because we actually haven't seen how it's going to roll out. Is it going to make a difference across the country? Until we see how it lands, which schools are going to get significantly more money and which schools potentially are going to lose money, it's hard to actually answer that question.
How satisfied are you with the funding overall that has been pledged in the 2022 budget? Are there areas of education that you believe have been neglected?
I think overall, the budget for education was really, really positive, and for the first time ever, we have got funding promised to create resources and professional development with teachers as we do the curriculum refresh. That's never happened before, and that is going to be really exciting to follow through. I think with the mental health, that would be an area, again, we're not sure exactly how much funding is there. It was promised through health. In the health budget, they have allocated funding for the Manaaki program. That is a program to support student mental health and wellbeing. Now, we know that Auckland schools and students in the Auckland and Waikato area have had the most disrupted learning of anyone in the country in the last 2.5 years. So, in theory, the funding for Manaaki should be prioritised potentially to Auckland, but I'm not sure that's the case. And they've pledged $90 million through health, and I'm wondering if there should have actually been some funding also through education, and I'm not sure how far that funding's going to go.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.